Hi, thank you so much for taking the call. This is Helva, and I'm calling you from National Opinion Service. I am conducting an opinion survey, and I would like to ask a few questions about issues facing your community and the nation. Of course, sir, your individual answers are going to remain confidential. I would like to start our survey with getting to know if by any chance anyone in your household work for a news media outlet, including print, radio, internet, or television, maybe?
No.
Great. And are you 21 or older and registered to vote by any chance?
Yes.
Great. I know it's still a long way off, but what are the chances that you will vote in the November 2024 elections for president, Congress, and other offices? Would you definitely vote, probably vote, are the chances 50-50, or would you probably not vote?
I'm not sure now. Yeah, right now I'm debating who to vote for.
It's okay, but you are voting, right?
Yes.
Great. Are you Okefenic, Latino, or Spanish Caribbean by any chance?
Yeah, I was born in New York, but
But your descent is like Hispanic or something like that?
Puerto Rican, my family.
Great, awesome. And so you're saying that, yes, you're Hispanic, right? What's your race? Would you say that you are? Okay, awesome. Okay, 1 minute, please. This is loading. And may I know what's your age, sir?
60 above.
Great, awesome. Thank you so much for that. Now I'm going to read you a list of different issues and concerns. Some people say that they want the president and Congress must focus on, right? For each, I want you to rate on a scale of 0 to 10 how important of an issue it is for you to have them focus on. Use a 10 if it is the most important, a 5 if it is somewhat important, and a 0 if it isn't important at all. You can use any number between 0 and 10, okay? The first one is...
the most important?
Yeah, 10, all right? From 0 to 10, you need to rate which is the most important, 0 being the not important at all, and 10 the most important.
Yes,
5 would be like somewhat important or something like that. Great. Now, the first one I have right here, how important from 0 to 10 do you think it is protecting abortion and reproductive rights?
No abortion. The abortion right, the abortion right, you're saying from 1 to 10?
0 to 10, yes.
0 to 10? And what was the question again?
Protecting abortion and reproductive rights.
Protecting abortion. When you say protecting abortion, meaning to have an abortion, if they can have abortion if they want to, the female, if they want to have abortion.
Yeah, in this case, giving you the right if you need to have an abortion in case
of... they should have their own opinion. They should have their own opinion, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
So, would that be from 0 to 10?
So, 10, yeah, 10. They should.
Great. What about protecting Social Security and Medicare? How important it is for you from 0 to 10?
That's important, too. That's 10.
Okay, and what do you think about addressing immigration and border issues from 0 to 10? How important it is for you?
I could say, for immigration, I mean, if they should get the hearsay, you know, so it should be 10 also. Yeah.
Awesome. So from 0 to 10, which is going to be the... how important it is for you?
10.
Okay, great. What about fighting inflation and improving the economy?
The economy also should be 10.
Okay, great. In that case, let's continue with the survey. Do you believe that health outcomes in general in the Hispanic and Latino community are better, worse, or about the same as in white communities?
I couldn't hear you that good. What was that question?
Yeah, I was wondering, do you believe that health outcomes in general in the Hispanic and Latino community are better, worse, or about the same as in white communities?
I'm not sure. not sure. But
would you say about the same, maybe?
Probably the same, yeah, I guess.
Right. And now, thinking about race relations in America today, do you think things are getting better, or staying about the same, or getting worse for the Hispanic and Latino communities there?
No, I think it's getting better.
Right.
Yeah, I'm on the phone.
Which of the following do you feel are having the most negative impact on the Hispanic and Latino community? You can select up to two.
They're
going to give you the list, okay? Do you think it is ketamine, ecstasy, and other party drugs? Do you think it is heroin, cocaine, meth, and crack? Do you think it is alcohol, cigarettes, marijuana, and other cannabis products, or opioids and fentanyl? You can select up to two of them.
I think opioids.
Okay.
Yeah.
And the other one? Would you like me to read the list again?
Yes, it is.
Okay, so other than opioids and fentanyl, I also have ketamine, ecstasy, and other party drugs. I also have heroin, cocaine, meth, and crack. I also have alcohol, vaping, cigarettes, and marijuana, and other cannabis products.
I guess the fentanyl, is that the opioid?
Yeah, it is along with the opioids, so we're going to select another one.
Well, I guess marijuana, I'm not sure, but probably.
Okay,
yeah.
Let's go with marijuana. Now, I want to ask your opinion about something called tobacco harm reduction. Tobacco harm reduction is a public health strategy focused on lowering the health risks associated with smoking cigarettes through cessation support, abstinence education, and moving adults who can't or won't quit cigarettes to less harmful and smoke-free tobacco and nicotine products. Do you agree or disagree that advancing tobacco harm reduction would improve health outcomes in the Hispanic or Latino community?
yeah, if they improve their reduction, yes.
So would you say you strongly agree with that, or you somewhat agree?
I guess I strongly agree if they I mean, I don't smoke, so.
All right.
So that's it all, yeah, no, I don't smoke,
okay.
But I'm saying they should eliminate the nicotine and all that, you know? Yeah.
Okay, now I'd like to ask you to rate your familiarity with several different smoke-free tobacco and nicotine products. For each, tell me if you are very familiar, somewhat familiar, or not at all familiar with the product, okay?
Yeah.
Like, being familiar is just if you know about it and all this stuff, right? The first one is, how familiar are you with heat not worn tobacco products? Are you very familiar, somewhat familiar, or not familiar at all?
Not familiar, no.
Okay, what about oral nicotine pouches?
Not familiar also.
And what about e-cigarettes or vapes?
E-cigarette, I heard of it, and yeah, I don't approve that either.
Are you familiar? Like, somewhat familiar or very familiar?
Yeah, somewhat familiar. Yes,
okay,
I heard.
Thank you. I'd like to give you additional information about smoking today in America. As you may know, smoking rates have gone down consistently for decades, but about 30 million American adults are still smoking today. That's about 1 in 9 adults. Smoking remains the leading cause of preventable death, accounting for nearly 500,000 American lives lost each year. That's about 1 in 5 deaths. And quitting is hard for adults to smoke. Only 1 in 10 who try to quit smoking are successful. Many have instead successfully switched from cigarettes, the most harmful form of tobacco, to less harmful smoke-free tobacco and nicotine alternatives. After hearing this, what would you say is the primary reason for these changes? Would you say it is more education and anti-tobacco advertising, introduction of smoke-free alternatives to cigarettes in the market, cost of smoking has gone up, or the fact of more government restrictions and bans? What do you think out of this one is the reason why the tobacco...
Well, I think it's the tobacco, like I said, I'm not too familiar, but the nicotine, as I hear, there's been a lot of lawsuits with that. So, I really don't know, so I can't, like, say, you know.
Yeah, but I take into consideration what you have watched in the news or what you have heard from your friends. What do you think is the primary reason for the changes on the use of tobacco? The first one is more education and anti-tobacco advertising, introduction of smoke-free alternatives to cigarettes to the market, cost of smoking has gone up, or the fact that more government restrictions and bans are also.
The restrictions.
Okay, thank you. Now, I'd like to read to you two statements about cigarette smoking. Please tell me which of the following statements do you agree with more, okay? The first statement is, while it may be difficult to quit smoking, we should continue to focus entirely on getting people to quit old tobacco and nicotine through education about the harm of smoking and the use of traditional essential products like nicotine patches and prescription medication. Then I have the next statement, which is, we must recognize that not everyone can or will easily quit smoking. And while we will continue to educate people about the harm of smoking and support their efforts to quit through traditional cessation products like nicotine patches and prescription medications, we should also ensure adults who smoke have information about and access to less harmful smoke-free tobacco and nicotine alternatives that will reduce their long-term health risk compared to cigarettes. Out of these two statements, which is the one you agree the most with?
I can't agree because I really don't know.
I understand your point that you do not. I understand that if you, for example, had a friend or a family relative, which do you think is the measure that we would take towards that person in this case?
I would say, you think it's about smoking, right? About the type of smoke?
Yeah, let's summarize the statements. Okay, the first one talks about the fact that we should make people to quit tobacco, right? Like smoking, right?
And then the other one
is that we should not force them to quit, but to give them other alternatives.
Right. I think they should try the patch. I mean, it's hard to force anybody to quit.
Okay, so let's move about the patch. Okay, right.
Yeah.
And would you say that vaping is more or less harmful to your health than smoking cigarettes?
The reality, I don't know which one is worse or good, you know? So,
like I say, I mean,
sometimes they say the patches are bad and the cigarette is bad. So for me, I don't smoke, so I can't.
So for you, there's no difference in this case?
Yeah.
Okay, thank you. Now I'm going to read to you some statements people have made about smoking and the importance of smoke-free tobacco and nicotine alternatives to cigarettes. Please rate each using a scale from 0 to 10. Rate 10 means that you strongly agree with the statement. 5 means you somewhat agree with the statement. And 0 means you do not agree with the statement at all. You can use any number between 0 and 10. The first one is, quitting smoking is hard. That's why only 1 in 10 people who try are successful. But there are less harmful alternatives to cigarettes, and they have helped contribute to significant declines in the smoking rates over the years. The government should be doing more to educate adults who smoke about these less harmful alternatives and help them switch if they can or don't want to quit tobacco and nicotine altogether. From 0 to 10, how much do you agree with that?
I think about 6, 7.
Okay, let's go with that 6, right? Or 7, tell me.
Yeah, 6.
Okay, great. Our goal, this is the next statement, our goal should be for people to continue to abstain from smoking or quit smoking. And our prevention, education, and cessation support efforts have helped realize the lowest smoking rate in 30 years. Policies like warning labels, higher cigarette taxes, raising the minimum age to buy tobacco to 21, and large-scale public health campaigns on the dangers of smoking are working, but so are less harmful smoke-free alternative cigarettes. We should continue to employ all of these methods to help reduce the smoking rate and save as many lives as possible. From 0 to 10, how much do you agree with
you? I'll say 3.
3?
Yeah, 3.
Okay, 3. Great.
Yeah.
Now, I also have opioids are killing 100,000 Americans a year, and the federal government uses harm reduction techniques to save as many of them as we can. Smoking cigarettes kills nearly 5 times that many people every year, but the government refuses to pursue similar harm reduction strategies to help reduce those deaths. The FDA should take a page out of the harm reduction playbook that's already being used in our country to combat opioid use, and in Europe and Japan to combat cigarettes. Used by being honest with us and our doctors about less harmful alternatives to smoking. From 0 to 10?
I figured. We could say 7 on that one.
Okay, great. Thank you so much for that. Sometimes over the course of a survey, people change their mind. It's okay if you did not, but I'd like to ask you again. Do you agree or disagree that advancing tobacco harm reduction, the public health authority focus on lowering the health risk associated with smoking cigarettes, through cessation support, abstinence education, and moving adults who can or want quit cigarettes to less harmful smoke-free tobacco and nicotine products will improve health outcomes in the Hispanic and Latino community? Do you agree or disagree?
You said from 0 to 10 or
no.
Agree?
No, just tell me if you agree or disagree. Okay, so would you strongly agree or somewhat agree?
Somewhat agree, but not strongly.
Okay. In the past 30 days, have you used any of the following products? Have you used heat, not warm tobacco products?
No.
Cigarettes?
No.
Cigars?
Nope.
Pipe tobacco?
None of that.
E-cigarettes or vape?
No.
Smokeless tobacco such as deep or shoe?
No.
Oral nicotine patches?
No.
Awesome. Switching gears a little bit. Last two questions are for statistical purposes only. What is the last year of the schooling that you have completed? What is the last year of the schooling that you have completed?
12.
Great. So you are a high school graduate, right?
Yes.
Awesome. Are you married? Married, living with a partner? Single?
Yes.
Married. Awesome.
No,
do you have any children 18 years of age or younger living in your household?
Yes.
Awesome. Which of the following best describes how you think of your current economic situation? Would you say you are wealthy, upper middle class, working class, or low income?
Nah, I gotta hit the lottery.
Which is the one that you identify with the most?
I could say mid income.
Okay, middle class, thank you. And how would you describe the area where you live? Would you say it is urban, suburban, or rural?
I don't know. I just moved here to Georgia, so I really don't know.
Okay,
yeah,
it's okay if you don't know. Do you identify as a member of the LGBTQ+ community?
If what?
Do you identify as a member of the LGBTQ+ community?
No.
Okay, thank you. And regardless of how you previously voted, do you think of yourself as a Democrat, a Republican, an Independent, or something else?
Bless you. I guess Democrat.
Okay, and would you say you are a strong Democrat or not a strong Democrat?
I think I'm pretty strong.
Okay, great. Thank you so much for that. And in the 2020 presidential election, did you vote for Joe Biden, Donald Trump, or someone else?
That I'm still thinking. I'm still thinking. I mean,
the 2020 presidential election.
Oh, for 2020. Biden.
Oh, you vote for Biden. You voted for Biden. And in the 2024 election for president, we're held today, and the candidates were Democrat Joe Biden and Republican Donald Trump. Would you vote for Joe Biden or Donald Trump?
I don't know about Donald Trump. Man. He's in trouble already.
So would you vote for Donald Trump or Joe Biden?
I'm not voting for Trump this year, this time.
Okay, so you're going for Biden?
Probably, yes.
Great. This consultant service, thank you so very much for your participation. I really, really appreciate it, sir. Have a wonderful one.
Okay, that's it?
Yes, sir, that's it.
Okay, thank you.
Bye-bye.
Okay.
Thank you.